Hey, are you ready to start the podcast?
No.
Why?
I can't stop laughing.
Are you done now?
No, wait. Ooh, yeah, I'm
okay,
done.
Okay, we have a podcast to record.
Everybody likes humor.
They don't even know why you're laughing.
I don't even know why I'm laughing.
What else is new? Hey guys, I'm Gina.
I'm Dawn.
And welcome back to the Hot Mess Moms podcast. Okay, that's it. We gotta quit laughing. We're supposed to have a serious conversation today.
Yes, we are.
Okay, I don't want it to be like overly serious.
Absolutely. Because laughter is contagious and laughter is an amazing part of life.
I agree. But
that's not today's topic.
No, that's a good topic for another day. Today, however, I really want to talk about, you know, inspiring people, which sounds completely hokey because I'm not I want to inspire you. I'm that, look, if you want to do this, I will be your biggest cheerleader, but I will also kick your butt. If you've told me you want to do it and you don't follow through.
Yeah. You're very much the supportive, like, you've got this, you can do this, you can do this type of person, but not in a fluffy, like, just pour glitter over your head kind of a way. In a very, like, you want to do it? All right. Well, here's some tactical, like, this is exactly what you can do, and you can make it happen, because I know I've done it, mm-hmm. or because I've been there, you know, whatever the situation calls for.
Absolutely. I want to help people. I really do. But I also don't have any patience for people who come to me and they're like, I want to do this, but I have every excuse under the book. And I'm like, I have no patience for excuses.
Yeah. Which is funny. That to me is one of the reasons why it's so funny to me that you and I are as close as we are, because I will analyze an idea to its death. And then I will analyze 47 different ways to funeral it. Because that's just who I am. Like, I overthink every feasible aspect of it. Because I want it to, I want the whole thing to be perfect before I've even begun.
And I don't think things through enough.
Yeah, you're way more of the, like, nitty gritty, dirty, let's get it alive and born and have this thing. We can upgrade it as we go along.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're totally that girl. I'm not that girl. I try to be. It's really, really hard for me to be that girl.
The thing is, if you want to be successful, you're going to have to jump out of your comfort zone. Not just step out, not tiptoe out. Like, you're going to have to, like,
a
full belly flop on the ground mm-hmm. out of your comfort zone. Because it's not going to be a majestic flying leap. It is going to be a belly flop. Like, right there, you're going to trip on the edge of the box on the way out.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pretty, because your first time is never going to be pretty.
Yeah.
Your first draft is never going to be perfect. Your first launch is never going to be very successful.
Yeah.
But it's by going through the failure that you learn how to get to the success.
Yeah.
And I don't say this just, you know, because I've read a bunch of inspirational books. It's because I've done the work. Like, I've had a lot of failure.
Yeah.
But I've also had a lot of success along the way. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, you're smart. I still overanalyze the crap. But that's one reason also why I am glad that we're so close, is because when I start to, like, go into a downward spiral of overthinking stuff, you will metaphorically smack me upside the head.
No, sometimes it's actually
sometimes literally.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. But to kind of like, okay, Dawn, stop. You're going way too deep into it. Pull back the reins. What's your first step? Go do that.
You know?
And then I'm like, oh yeah, I should go do that first thing, right?
And do it in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't take 10 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm literally like, come up with your outline in like 15 minutes tops.
Yeah.
And then you come back to me in 8 minutes and you're like,
I did it.
Oh, I did that. And I'm like, okay, now refine it. You have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh crap. Okay. And then you come back 7 minutes later. Because you get faster every time.
Yeah.
Because when you make your time intentional, mm-hmm. you know, it works better. It just works better.
Yeah. But it is hard. I mean, it's really hard to, especially when you're talking about, a career change type of big life-altering mm-hmm. change, move, you know, shift in direction. It's so hard to, because you can, you know, me and my sister say all the time, like, the devil you know is greater than the devil you don't. Like, he's the one, you know, it may suck, you know, the situation you're in may be awful, but you know that situation, you know what to expect from that situation. The other side of that could be amazing, but you don't know because you have never been there. And so that is really hard to go to and just be like, okay, you know, like, especially if I fail big, I got people counting on me, you know.
I have people counting on me.
Yeah, you know.
And so I'm the opposite. Like, I in my, you know, pre-blogging, pre-working for myself days, I was very much, like, I didn't care to walk out and quit a job. Maybe, I mean, I'd like to give a notice, but I had no problems with quitting a job because jobs are easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bound and determined to find a job, you'll find a job.
Yeah.
If you're bound and determined you're going to make a successful business, you'll make a successful business. I quit my job with zero in my savings account. Now, looking back, that was the stupidest move yeah. or it was the most brilliant move because it forced me to be successful. Like, I didn't want to go hungry. I didn't want my kids to go hungry. I wanted to make sure that the light stayed on and yeah. the mortgage was paid.
Mm-hmm.
And while my husband had a decent job, you know, food is still important.
It is on a daily basis.
Yeah, on a daily yeah. basis. Yeah. So I had to perform and I had to rise to the occasion. And I know myself well enough to know that if I didn't give myself that ultimatum, if I would have stayed in that nice, comfy job.
Yeah.
I would have never made it. Like, mm-hmm. I had to take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And that's truly what it is. But it's having faith in yourself
mm-hmm.
that you'll follow through.
Yeah, that's one. Faith in yourself is one of those things where it's like, sometimes it can be like, yeah, I have that. And then you really get called to the mat and you're like, oh, wait, do I really think I can do this? Like, really, 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 really do it? And then once you get that, like, yeah, you can. You're like, ha ha, yes, I can. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's a huge mind shift. Huge, huge mind shift.
I try not to ask myself, can I do this?
Because
it's a waste of time. Instead, I ask myself, how do I do this? How do I make this possible? Is there an easier path to get there? I think a minute about how I'm going to do it, but I never waste time asking myself
if
I can do it.
Yeah.
Never. I don't waste a minute.
That's like the shift between if and when.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same kind right. of like, if I get to blah, 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 or when I get to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big,
yeah.
It's a mindset shift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're talking about business or if you're talking about losing weight or if you're talking about, no matter what you're talking about, your success flows from where your energy goes. So mm-hmm. if you spend it fretting over, you know, can I do this? Should I do this? What if I could do this?
Yeah.
Put that energy into just doing it. Just do it, honey. Just do it.
Nike it.
Some people aren't. It's not in their DNA, which I think is funny, especially if you're relating it to DNA. Neither one of my girls have any desire to be their own boss. Like,
yeah.
they both want to go to work 9 to 5, have a regular job
mm-hmm.
kind of scenario. And my philosophy has always been, you can either make money for yourself or for somebody else. Like, there is no in between.
Yeah.
So not everybody is driven and determined to, you know, run their own business. That's okay. There has to be people who work for other people because it is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and a lot of work.
It is a lot of work and you can go years without really seeing any huge rewards. It's easier now than it ever has been in the history of the world
mm-hmm.
because of the internets. You can basically do anything from anywhere in the world. And
that provides a whole lot more opportunity to work for yourself in a way that was never feasible 20 years ago. Like,
yeah,
somebody that does, like, you know, you think, oh, okay, well, how could I work from home? There were not many options to work from home. And now it just, the ability and the options for it is vastly different.
I know. And
than it was.
The thing is, it doesn't matter what your passion is anymore. Mm-hmm. You can make a business out of it.
Yeah.
And I know some people tend to believe that, you know, you'll corrupt your passion or whatever. And I'd call bullshit on that personally. Mm-hmm. If you remain passionate about whatever that subject is, you can still thrive in a business that you love to do and remain passionate about that thing.
Yeah.
I personally, I love making a pretty home and I love doing the blog, but I also love helping other women grow their businesses.
Yeah.
And I can't see that passion waning because I start to help, you know, 10 people or 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people. It's not going to dissipate over the amount of people that I share and I help. So, and the same would go for organizing. I don't think your professional organizing thing you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see you getting tired.
Yeah.
Deciding one day, oh, I hate organizing. Why did I do this?
Yeah, I doubt that will happen.
I doubt that very seriously.
Yeah.
You just have to understand that there will be times, because you're still pretty new to entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there are a lot of people who follow me who you've never even started. And if you feel like I'm talking to you at this exact moment, this is your sign. Just
do it.
Belly flop out of that box and do it, okay? Mm-hmm. Belly flop out. Just face plant right
there.
Don't
even put on a swimsuit. Just belly flop it.
Yep. Just belly flop it. Clothes and all. So whenever you are a new entrepreneur, you get so passionate, but you don't see long term. And so that's the only thing I think I would advise people today is you need to really consider over the span of time where you want to take this so you can reverse engineer it and scale it against the span of your business from now until 20 years from now. And I'm not talking, you know, 6 months or a year from now. I'm talking 20 years from now. And if you think that's unrealistic, dude, I've been doing Shabby Creek Cottage
for over 10 years.
So it's not unrealistic. You just have to think about it in those terms.
I think that's why the idea of me leaving my day job was so terrifying, because there was a lot of, if I'm going to do this and I leave, like, that's it. This thing has to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I have to literally support myself. Like, I can't call my boss and say, hey, where's my paycheck? You know, like, I got to do it, you know? And so that's a really hard, like, hurdle to say I'm ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was like, I'm leaving, and nobody believed me, and then I was like, no, 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 but for real, I'll be gone by March. And then everyone was like, oh, crap, she needs it. You know, I was like, yeah, I do. I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm leaving. I quit. I'm not wearing this anymore. I don't got to wear these anymore. I don't need this anymore. All these black t-shirts for work. Bye-bye. Like, and it's weird because for so long, I mean, I've worked there for over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
For so long, the thought of, like, I don't want to work for the rest of my life. I don't even want to do this field of work for the rest of my life. And then, but being so scared to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm walking away from it, I'm in the best mood every day at work now. Not stressed. I'm not, like, if I was a waitress right now, I would make $800 a day. Because I'm in such a good mood all the time. And I talk to everybody. People be like, she's so nice. Tip her more. Because that's how it always works. When you don't care about that job anymore, because it doesn't matter. The outcome of this position doesn't matter because I'm leaving anyways.
All so your 20-year plan doesn't include, you know,
getting up
wearing black t-shirts.
And getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for a business I don't love? Nope. Doesn't include that.
I tell you, though.
I will still probably get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I was about to say, it was so hard. I had to be at work at my old job at the paper. I had to be there at 7, which meant I realistically had to be up by 6 to, like, no, I take that back. I lied to you. I'm sorry. I had to be there by 8.
Okay.
So I had to be
That's half my work day. It's already over.
Right? I had to be up between 6 and 7 so that I could, usually around 6:30 or so, I had to get up, sort of drag myself out of bed and then get ready in a hurry and then get to work because it's a hike, you know, to get to work.
Yeah.
Now I'm up at 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, you message me every morning and I'm driving on my way to work.
Yeah.
Because I'm up at 4. It's y'all, I have a, it's a routine and it is down to the minute. Okay. So I'm up at 4, get dressed, get ready. By 4:36, I'm waking up my daughter. I told you it was down to the minute. 4:36, I'm waking up my daughter. 4:50, we're leaving the house. I drop her off at my friend's house because she takes her to school for me because I'm lucky and she loves me. And then I drive to school or drive to work. And then I'm at work between 5:30 and 5:40.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be there by 6, but I'm always there at least 10, 15 minutes early, usually 20. And then it's normally halfway to my drive, halfway through my drive to work, I get a message from you and you're like, good morning. This is what I've got going on today. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait because I'm driving to work right now.
So I'm actually at work before you are.
Yeah.
Because as soon as my feet hit the ground.
You start working. Like, coffee on.
I'm off and running.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm replying to emails mm-hmm. while, you know, coffee is brewing. And but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. If you do not know this, if you're listening to this, just know that I cherish you so much because you allow me to have my dream job.
To work,
you
know, from your pajamas.
From work from my pajamas. Yeah. I try to get dressed. But yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I've got to build this amazing business around people that I care about. And mm-hmm. that's my readers. You
yeah.
know?
And it's such, like, even though, like, I feel just for me, because I am quitting. I say I have, but I haven't left yet. But there's such an amount of success for me mm-hmm. in that like title of I'm leaving my full-time day job and this is like I'm legit, this is my real job now,
right?
And that to me, like, beyond any kind of like I made so much this year, blah blah blah, to me that says successful,
right?
Because to be able to get to do the thing you want to do
mm-hmm.
and just do the things you want to do and not have to supplement that with something that makes your soul hurt and cry. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like that, it's that right there already says like, you've so made it, you
yep.
know? And realistically, like I could flop tomorrow, but you know what I mean? Like it's,
right.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
When you're left to your own devices and you have to figure it out, you will.
Yeah. And it's in a weird way, I would say that's very similar to when I got a divorce.
It's the same in life across the board.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what obstacle you're facing in
yeah.
life. A job you hate, a health concern,
mm-hmm.
A divorce, you know, no matter what, a flat tire in the middle of the night and no service to call AAA.
Yeah.
When you have to, when
yep.
you are forced
absolutely.
To,
yep.
to rise to the occasion,
mm-hmm.
it will happen every single time. You will either make a success or you will make an excuse.
Yeah.
There
oh,
is
yeah.
no room. There is literally no room in the middle. It's
yeah.
either you're going to find a way or you're going to find a reason not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, and it's in some same exact thing. I couldn't see it in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
but looking back years later, I can see where that's exactly how it was when I was going through my divorce. Was I didn't have time to question myself,
right,
on how I was gonna, what was I gonna do to pay the bills and get this done and get me to daycare or do whatever
mm-hmm.
all the things I had to do,
yep.
and go through a divorce. I just had to get it done because I had to like stay afloat. Because I had a 3-year-old.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And now, looking back, it's like, I totally, like, I landed on my feet.
Yeah.
Really well, you know, and at the time, it felt like I was treading water and trying to stay afloat, you know?
Because at the time, you were lost in the moment.
Oh, not, yeah, absolutely.
And you didn't have your eye on the future.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't overanalyze anything.
See? That's what
I
happens
yeah,
when you don't
no, when you're in the thick of it. There is, like, it's scary as crap. Like, I was scared every day, all day long. but I didn't have time to think, overthink, mm-hmm. underthink. All I was like, solution? Okay. And go that way. Because it was mm-hmm. it was all I could do to jump. I mean, like, pedal constantly.
Yep.
It was like a duck. They look all calm.
You didn't find excuses.
Oh, no. I couldn't. There was no room for an excuse.
You didn't have time to find an excuse.
Yeah, I had a 3-year-old.
You were finding a solution.
Yeah.
See, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Well, can you believe we've prattled on about this for 20 minutes?
I hope we said something productive.
I hope so, too. Oh, my gosh. If you want to check us out on iTunes, we would love it if you would leave us a review. It would help us to show up in the searches and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we want to show up.
Yeah.
I want to see our name.
I want people to be able to find us.
Yeah.
If you want to leave a comment, we love comments either on either one of our blogs or over on social media, wherever you want to connect with us.
Yeah, we do have the Hot Mess Moms Facebook page.
And Instagram.
And Hot Mess Moms Podcast Instagram, because somebody had already taken Hot Mess Moms. So, add podcast, and that's us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go look for the podcast.
Yeah. So, all of that's linked in the show notes, because I add it. Because I do the show notes, so I add it. So, that's all there. Yeah. Down at the bottom, just keep scrolling.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, I guess we'll be back next Friday with another episode.
Yeah.
So, I hope y'all have a good week.
Bye.